This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. The use of $27 million in federal funds to help create a health insurance exchange in Missouri has come to a complete halt, Alana Gordon reports.
Under the federal health law, exchanges are supposed to be online marketplaces where people can comparison shop for health plans. Last summer, HHS awarded Missouri a $27 million grant to establish the IT infrastructure for an exchange and update the state's old Medicaid computer systems. The grant went to a quasi-government board, the Missouri Health Insurance Pool, or MHIP. Several Republican lawmakers opposed this. MHIP's not subject to legislative oversight. But during an MHIP board meeting yesterday, Vice President Cheryl Dillard confirmed by conference call that MHIP will no longer be involved.
Let's just say we've suspended all work with the grant, and there's nothing else going on with the exchange.
Governor Nixon could move the grant to another state agency, but that has yet to happen. Meanwhile, a bill moving through the state Senate this week would bar the governor from establishing an exchange and ban state agencies from taking part in any exchange planning unless approved by the legislature. I'm Alana Gordon.
The American Civil Liberties Union has filed suit against the city of St. Louis, asking a judge to make the city turn over jail records related to inmate grievances. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the suit filed Wednesday accuses the city's corrections division of ignoring repeated requests over the past 4 months for records under the Missouri Sunshine Law. It also asks the judge to find the city in violation of the law and to impose civil penalties. The two jails in St. Louis came under criticism in 2011 after a series of jailbreaks. The ACLU has also been critical of treatment of inmates at the jails, citing sexual harassment, medical neglect, and other abuses. A group of Democratic state senators is blocking a bill that would redefine Missouri's workplace discrimination standards. As Marshall Griffin tells us from Jefferson City, they believe the bill will undo nearly a half century of civil rights progress.
Among those blocking the bill are Robin Wright Jones and Maria Chappelle Nadal from the St. Louis area. As part of the filibuster, they talked about several other topics besides the discrimination bill, including America's immigration policies.
Well, you know what I think about immigration, what we're doing with immigration? I think it's Jim Crow with a sombrero. I think it's Jim Crow with a sombrero. That's what I think.
Sarah,
I really do.
You make me laugh.
The bill would require that discrimination be a motivating factor, not a contributing factor, in any action taken against an employee. Supporters say it would curb the number of frivolous lawsuits in Missouri. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Cattlemen in Missouri are backing a bill in the House that would increase weight limits for hauling livestock on the state's highways. But as KBIA's Jacob Fenston reports, the Department of Transportation worries heavier trucks would damage rural roads.
Raising the state's weight limits on highways would put cattlemen here at a competitive advantage, says Jeff Windett with the Missouri Cattlemen's Association.
Some of our neighboring states has higher weight restrictions on hauling. If we would increase our weight restrictions, we can add more head. Therefore, the cost per head would decrease.
That lower transportation cost could mean producers in Missouri get paid more per cow. Windett says a large majority of cattle in Missouri are sent to slaughter in neighboring states, as many as 1.5 million head. That's a lot of cows on sometimes small rural roads.
We fight every day just to hold roads together.
Don Hillis is the assistant chief engineer for MoDOT.
Those roads, which are typically the lettered routes in Missouri, were taken over in the 50s as gravel roads, and they have no structural strength. And of course, the base, which was an old gravel road at one time, has no base, which means that they're prone to damage from heavy loads.
The bill would raise the maximum load for agricultural hauling on state highways from 80,000 to 85,000 pounds. I'm Jacob Fenston in Columbia.
Missouri House members have endorsed legislation to require periodic reviews of the state's administrative regulations. House Republican Jason Smith of Salem says the measure is intended to help small businesses for which excessive regulation can be a problem. Democrats say the legislation would create uncertainty in Missouri's rulemaking process and be expensive to implement. State agencies would need to review the rules and regulations from time to time and consider such factors as whether a rule is necessary, overly restrictive, or obsolete. Existing regulations would expire on a rolling schedule starting in 2015. State agencies that want to keep specific rules would have to renew them once in a decade. The House passed the measure on a vote of 102 to 57 on Wednesday. it now moves to the state Senate. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.